of podcasts, you are listening to... You're listening to Weird Christian Twitter, the podcast, with your hosts, Amy, Andrew, and Finchface.
I think we're 5 years away from being extinct.
Oh, Earth is ghetto. Oh, Earth is ghetto. Oh, Earth is ghetto. I want to leave.
The very most 10 being extinct.
How you guys doing?
Good. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
This is so cliche. I think that's so cliche. I totally fell into the trap of podcast cliches where you just ask your co-host how you're doing. I honestly don't know if I give a crap.
I'm going to a bachelor party that's a weekend long, so I may not make it out alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Nice.
What is this thing where people have like week long bachelorette parties? When did that become a thing?
Yeah. So this is kind of, I don't know how I feel. This is our last, believe it or not, WCT, the podcast episode. I don't know how I feel about this.
I like that you just dropped that in there, just subtly.
Was I not supposed to?
No, I was saying, just like dropped it in there. Like it was just like, I'm also going for a walk after this, so whatever.
No segue, no transition. It's just, this is it.
This is our last WCT podcast.
That's it.
And we haven't really... I don't think we've, have you guys told anybody? We haven't really, maybe a couple people, but not like, definitely nothing on the main. Nobody.
Face knows.
Ah, okay, okay.
I told my therapist today.
Oh. Did he say, how do you feel about it?
I processed this already today.
That's good, because I did, before we all said, agreed on this, that this would be the last episode, I did go to our elders, my elders. They approved.
I'm going
to
pour one out. For WCT.
Yeah, raise the glass, everyone. Raise the glass.
We all, ching, we ching. All cheers. So it's our
last episode.
What y'all drinking? We always talk about what we're drinking.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I'm the only one ever drinking alcohol, but it's later today when we're doing it. So is Andrew going to like drop out?
I am. I'm just waiting. Yeah, look at that, girl. Look at that. Get it on the floor. So is that Prosecco?
No, well, in that glass, no, it's rosé. Oh. It's rosé with lemonade.
I love how she pointed at the glass and said, "Not in that glass."
Too.
Like, what does that even mean?
I do too.
Prosecco, although I do use Prosecco.
Jay, are you have anything? Coffee. You just got water. Usually, Jay has you have coffee at this hour. You were insane.
Hey, man, you gotta just keep it going. I've got a basement to finish, so.
I hear you. I got to clean carpets after this. So
what are you on, then, Angie? Come on.
Okay, you ready? You ready? Are you ready? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to reach over my mic.
I'm excited. I'm not the only one drinking booze.
We'll do this way. This is fancy. You ready? Like, I'm
Ooh.
Oh, can you see it? Did you see it?
You guys can see it yet. Crown Royal or something?
Yeah. No, I'm like straight up like Fergie glamorous over here. You ready?
Okay.
Do you know what this is called?
I think my great-grandma had one of those.
This, my friends, is called a decanter. It's called a decanter.
Yeah.
And you fill it up, and it's got Fireball.
Oh, Fireball.
No, you ruined it. My saying is Fireball.
I love Fireball. There we go.
I'm going to get shot.
Now.
Even I haven't had a shot on this podcast. Segway, who we got on?
Well, we've got the @LindsayFickas, F-I-C-K-A-S. Lindsay.
We have the funny lady.
She's so much. She's so funny. She's so much fun on Twitter.
I'm mad at
I think, Jay, you were like, we have to.
She is.
Are you jealous? You're envious, aren't you?
I am. I have tweet envy. Yeah, no. There's just some really solid, punchy comedians in WCT. I know she would never call herself that because she's a respectable comedian. But yeah, she's got some just dying jokes.
And you know she's funny because she doesn't have comedy in her bio.
No comment.
Keeping it humble.
Oh, man. So, yeah. No, she's really funny. I'm really excited to talk to her.
So, I want to – let's see here. I want to read some of her tweets. I want to set her up. This is great. I bought a hugely oversized old man sweater from Goodwill this week for $2, and I am very excited for this new direction in my life. It's just, people hear that, like, that's, you find that funny? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. That's hilarious.
See, honestly.
Oh, and she's a huge Soufan. Did I say it right?
I have no idea.
Soufan?
Soufan. I thought she meant, like, we obviously had the suggestion that I thought she meant Shaken Stevens.
Yeah, so it's Soufan, Soufan Stevens. She's a huge Soufan Stevens fan. So you'll see a lot of tweets about that. You'll see stuff like, the most powerful people on Earth are actually the beautiful public school teachers who have retained the ability to smile in 2021. So that's a good sweet little tweet. So little sweet tweet.
So so we had a great, so obviously, like, we had a great time interviewing her. Yep. We've just said that this is the last WCT podcast, but we've also got some, like, information for people at the end of
we're not asking for your money, no shout out to Patreon.
that's right. No. I feel like the only appropriate song we would need to play right now is I think it's Bad Boy for Life would just be perfect. Anybody? I don't know if that one made it across the pond.
Just the keys, though.
Who was that?
Yes. Because we bad boys for life. We ain't going nowhere. That's the only hint I'll give.
Yeah. All right. So you've got to listen to the interview and then catch us at the end to find out more information on what's coming. Because we haven't finished yet with podcasting.
John Pipe.
That's your teaser.
John Pipes is tweeting out right now, farewell at WCT.
And Abraham has us blocked, so.
So call your congressman. Tell him you want to unblock us. Here's Lindsay Ficus.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for having me.
Are you?
Yeah, I hope you.
Are you okay with us calling you Ficus?
Yeah, you can call me whatever, pretty much.
Do you have nicknames?
I don't really have any nicknames.
What's your husband's gamer name?
My husband's gamer name. I think it's Caveman or Very Sneaky. I don't know.
very sneaky.
My husband is like the nerd of all nerds. He's a big World of Warcraft player / League of Legends now. But yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, how does he feel about the South Park episode that makes fun of WoW?
He watches it a lot.
I love that. That's such a great episode.
He hates that episode so much because it's so disgusting. And he's always like, let's watch it. I'm like, no.
I can't believe Finchface watches South Park.
I love South
that
Park.
That blows
They're
my
still
mind.
Going. They still make
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do yeah. they? I remember when it came out. I was in ninth grade. I'm almost 40.
I think I was in like first or second grade.
Well, so, gonna have to do another
okay,
shot.
Well, we might call you his thing, but what are you drinking there with Lindsay?
What
you got for us?
I am actually drinking beer right now. I'm drinking Soul Lager. It's like a collaboration from a brewery around here. So
nice. Really I'm proud of you. It's not an IPA, right? So you're not reformed.
I'm not reformed. No, I'm not. I used to be. I used to try to like IPAs, but then I'm like,
me too.
Yeah.
Is that legit? Did you really try? Because I did too.
I did. I really did. Yeah. And it's just, it's not good. There's no point. It's not good.
The higher the hop count, the closer to God.
Closer to God, he said.
I'm okay being way down here.
I find it weird with the connection with reformed with IPA. I mean, like, beer
I don't
is
know.
A working class man's drink over here. Like, that's what a man would drink at a pub. Yeah, proper pub, that's what you drink.
But a pale ale? Like an Indian pale ale?
An ale, so.
Oh, okay. I don't know why it... I don't understand why it became such a part of the young, reformed, restless, whatever movement.
Homebrewing. I think that's it.
You know what?
Martin Luther.
I had two elders at my last, the church I worked at was an 829 church, and two of the elders brewed their own. That makes sense.
I went to a Sovereign Grace Church for a period of time. That is a really great memory for me. Yeah. Yeah, they were very into homebrewing, and there was actually one prayer meeting that was interrupted by one of the elders homebrewing stuff exploding, and so he ended the prayer meeting by yelling, "Oh, my beer!" And so I just think that there's like this big connection. They all got really into it, and whenever you're homebrewing, you have to like IPAs, and it's just an endless cycle.
Is this the same? No, that was the childhood story with the lamb the jelly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So this is how I met you. This is how I met you on the interwebs was, so Lindsay, we tried to get people to call into our voice box on whatever the podcast platform we use. Anywho, Anchor, shout out Anchor FM, shout out. And Lindsay was like the only one that called in, and there was like somebody else, and we probably need to share that story. But Lindsay's story was hilarious, and we shared it a couple episodes ago, I think. I don't remember. It was season two. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was so stinking funny. And I remember the day, Lindsay, that I got that message, and I'm like, holy crap. I was on the floor because she was so professional. And then it just took this turn that I was like, they did what now? And she's like, yeah, so I remember that. It stuck with me.
We'll have to stick it on the end. We can stick it on the end if people that haven't listened to it. I think we've
good call. We'll totally put it back in here. So maybe we won't give the details of it. But okay. I didn't. So I was trying to figure out your handle, by the way, after I heard that story. And I told Amy and Jay this, and they were like, you have to tell her this. So I was trying to find you, and I searched people who followed me, and I found a Lindsay F. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's her. That's got to be her. So I DM this Lindsay F. It's not you. So now I look like this totally creepy middle-aged man dropping into some woman's DMs.
I hope you said hey. I hope you just said the word hey.
I think I said hi, H-I.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Good. They'll never suspect anything weird going on there.
Yeah, that's even better.
Women love it.
Yeah.
Just really saying hey.
Just say hey. Hey, hello, hi.
What are some of the worst that you've gotten?
Can I say it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. And if you're like afterwards, you're like, don't say that, we will not edit it out.
Okay, so... I there's a morbid curiosity in me that like loves going through that section.
I do.
And I had one where I actually posted about it. Somebody just said, do you have a leather jacket? And their name was Omar, and they had a picture of Tom Cruise as their handle. And I don't think they're Tom Cruise.
But was there at least like 1% of you that was like, if this is Tom Cruise, I'm going to respond.
Exactly. Oh, for sure. No, I'm like, I'm just going to ignore this. This is weird. And then my husband's like, you should really find out what's going on. So I'm like, you know what? I really should. So I messaged him back and said, oh, no, I don't. Do you need to borrow one? And he goes, no, I just have a fetish. Just blocked him. And I
just, he did not. Like beat around the bush. He just came right to it.
He did add an LOL in there, so it was a little bit.
That's
soft.
Better. That's better.
That softens the blow.
Hedging his bets.
LOLs are always the best icebreaker.
LOL.
Just joking.
This guy is out here on the interwebs, on Beyonce's interwebs, dropping into the DMs of Christian women. Asking them if they have leather coats. He doesn't even like try to fake you out. He's just like, no. I ain't got time for this. I got to find the one woman who's into leather.
I have like vegetarianism in my profile. There's no way I have a leather jacket.
That is amazing. Wait, what did you say his name was?
Omar.
Okay. It's my neighbor is actually named Omar, by the way.
Does he look like Tom Cruise?
He does not. No, no. Oh, I know. It's a common name. It's a common name. It would have, yeah.
That'd be awesome. I don't think I know any Omars.
No, this is my neighbor's the first Omar that I've met, and now I know of two Omars. So crazy fetish leather Omar and really mean neighbor.
I was going to say, have you got some questions? Because I was just going to fire one at Lindsay. Like,
who, me or Finch? Do we have questions? Wait, do you really think that we planned
for
this?
Do you like faux leather?
I figured.
Do you have a faux leather jacket? LOL.
This is what happens when you break the Billy Graham rule. It's just all DMs. No, I want to hear Amy's.
Oh, I don't have any, actually. I think I'm too intimidated. Have you seen my feminist posts? I think I scare the crap out of men. They don't come anywhere near me.
They'll drop
it's
in.
It's a great strategy.
You ain't touching that.
Yeah, I knew that one.
She has her maiden name in her profile.
She will turn me into a leather jacket.
Okay, so my question is, I looked on your profile and it said deconstructing and rebuilding. Obviously, you've mentioned like reformed and stuff. So, yeah, what's your journey, basically? What's the crack? Like, what does that mean to you?
Okay, so I've mentioned the really reformed church. Before that, I went to a Pentecostal church. And the big claim to fame there is if you know the Christian band Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sean Craig was my pastor. I've been in that guy's house.
Wait. I don't. Who's okay. Phillips, Craigs, and Deans? And
oh,
I don't know who that is.
Guys, you know I don't know these people.
Okay.
You literally made me spin in my chair, Finch.
Would you say a third? Are you saying like Philip, Craig, or Dean might live in Florida? Okay. Craig. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Craig lives in St. Louis. So let's see. Okay. I actually don't listen to their music. Like, we all rebuild at that church.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a musician. Not a
thank you, Amy.
They had Crucified with Christ. They won a Dove Award for, like, ripping off Revelation.
Another song. Great South Park yes. episode. Yes.
I love it. She's like, ripped it off. Yes.
Well, like, yeah, they took it and, like, made it this, like, really beautiful song. Like, made it, like, old white man version. But whatever. You know, I'm not bitter. But, yeah, so that was my old church. So very evangelical / Pentecostal, whatever. Moved to Reformed Southern Baptist and then went Southern Baptist for a while. But yeah, so basically it's just kind of looking at a lot of the theology I was given. Like some of our marriage counseling books were Doug Wilson, which is problematic. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
really?
I literally, after I read Jesus and John Wayne, I emailed Dr. Dume and I was like, hey, this really resonated with me and I'm having anxiety attacks now. And but like not like yeah, just like as a joke, but also like this really resonated with me because this is pretty much all of my lived experiences. But yeah, so was reformed wow. for a period of time, and so it's just taking a lot of that toxic theology and just finding a lot of the beauty in it. And like I've explained it as taking it apart brick by brick and trying to find out like what mortar is bad, what needs to be like rebuilt, and then eventually building back up my faith. But it's been a long journey, and yeah. Yep.
Are you going to church now, or are you still like in that process at the moment?
So we moved in July of 2019, and then I had a baby in August of 2019, and then it's hard to bring a baby to church whenever you have two older kids. What day? August 23rd.
Okay. My baby Finch face is the first, so you never know of that year.
Aww. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys have that in common.
Yeah.
We do. We really do.
Yeah, no, I do. Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, so you're just at the moment, you're in between kind of like and processing what you
right. Yeah, we never found one. I'm looking at ones around us, but we didn't really connect, and then after that we started looking, and then COVID started happening even more so, and it's just not really a safe environment because nobody here really believes in masks, and yeah, it's just going rampant.
Like, how would you explain to somebody that doesn't know what deconstructing is? Because I think a lot of people define it differently. How would you define it?
For me personally, I am staying with my faith because it's something that I have found a lot of beauty and a lot of comfort in, and I have found it to be true, but it's just looking at all the different theology and like taking it apart and then slowly but surely figuring out what I still like about it, figuring out what I have found to be true and studying more and all that. It's a process, and I'm kind of lazy on it, if I'm being real honest here, but it's something that I am working on.
Yeah, that's okay. I appreciate that. And I think a lot of folks probably hear the word deconstructing, because I would say I would define it very much like how you did, and especially from my own experience. And it sounds like you and I have some of the same background. But nonetheless, like, I think people hear the word, and especially our older generation in the church, and they get scared of it, and they think it's negative. They think it means we're denouncing Christ. We're not. You know, it's like, right. we're rethinking some things.
Yeah. Like, reading The Making of Biblical Womanhood was something that was really eye-opening for me, because, like I said, we had a lot of Doug Wilson in our premarital counseling, and it's like, oh, these are actually where all these origins come from. And so it's looking at what all is cultural, because there's a lot that's cultural. And
I was going to ask about that. So how, like, it's for me and my wife, it's been a journey that we've done together. And so has that been interesting for you and your husband to, like, navigate together, and, like, you guys, you know, talking through it, or if you're not, because, like you said, you're lazy. Like, I'm just curious, like, how's that going? Because it's really hard to get rid of some of that stuff that you were raised up on.
It is. And we were married at the age of 21. We started dating when we were 17. So, like, babies. But yeah, so you do a lot of your growing up together, and a lot of that whenever you're growing up in the church is just surrounded by that all the time. But he has been just an absolutely unbelievable sport about it all. He's been very understanding over it, and, like, I would never say that we were really hardcore complementarian.
Sure.
So whenever I'm like, I don't know that I believe all of that, he's like, okay. And so it just wasn't even, it wasn't even an issue. But
I think people are, like, nowadays, where so much has gone on, so much upheaval. I think, you know, when you start questioning one thing, you start questioning another thing. You're like, well, I've always been set on this, and now I'm starting to not be set on it. So maybe I need to, you know, I think,
It's been historical context for me, if I'm, you know, not to go too much into the weeds, but it's just been understanding a bit more of the historical context of Timothy, of Ephesus, of who is it? Help me out, Amy. The who's the Greek goddess there in Artemis.
Artemis.
You know, understanding that has really, because for me, it was, I've never even, you know, studying Bible in undergrad and grad, I never knew what to do with that last verse, that chapter of women being saved through childbirth. I never knew what to do with it. Just skipped it, ignored it. Yeah. And when I really started being like, well, let's try to understand this, the only thing that could help me understand it was historical context.
Yeah.
You know? And that has really tore down a lot of old foundations for me, which I'm grateful for, though. But anyway, forget that. Let's talk about Lindsay.
Well, can I just add one more thing? That's one of the things that I
No.
Yeah, see, Lindsay fits right in. Nope.
Sorry, go ahead. I would love to hear it.
Well, I was just going to say.
I'm not sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Just air just keep saying yeah, all of you. So.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the things that I think has been really cool about this podcast in general is, like, yes, we want to be a safe place for people to ask those questions, but on the same side, like Amy said, you know, like, we want to, you know, make sure that people also are finding, or Lindsay said, sorry. It's like Lindsay said, we want people to be able to find, you know, the beauty in their faith. And there is a lot of beautiful things in it. So, you know, I know none of us are actually, like, doing this actively, but in a way, passively shepherding people through this deconstruction part, and then seeing the community, and then seeing their faith, and being able to rebuild. So I like that, Lindsay, you do that a lot on your Twitter.
Well, thank you. I try to keep it pretty low key, but
yeah.
There is a lot of, like, gorgeousness whenever somebody does DM me and say, hey, you seem like a safe person to talk to about this.
Yeah,
like, that's
huge.
That's the best thing I could accomplish.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I don't get that either. Like, everyone's obviously clearly too intimidated.
Scared of Amy. So what with that in mind, because I think that's a lot of what has bonded people within WCT. How'd you get into this crazy community?
You know, it's really weird. There was a post that Beth Moore had said, and then Courtney Sexton.
Shout out Beth Moore. Come on the podcast.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
Shout out Courtney and Jay.
Yeah. I know. Courtney's a wonderful person. Selfies. Like, you're focusing on the wrong person.
Actually, Courtney Sexton.
Yes.
Is what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Courtney. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So, okay. Yes, so I just saw her post. Sorry. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish.
Okay, Taylor. Kanye, go ahead.
Taylor, I'm going to let you finish. I just saw she posted the other day a picture of my old hometown. And I'm like, wait a minute. That looks like the Riverwalk of Lynchburg, Virginia. And then I'm like, holy crap, she's at El Jefe, which is the best taco bar I've ever been to. But anyway, apparently she's in the area that I used to live in.
Can I just add that I love that she gets people to take selfies a lot. I don't know why that just it's just fun seeing people all the time. So it's really fun.
It is fun. And she's so good at selfies. Like, I'm not good at it, so I never participate. But every Sunday I see it on there and I'm like, one of these days.
You know what? We should all pick a day and just do it together.
Sorry, that's my fault. We interrupt you. Go on. Carry on. What we talked about.
She had tweeted something like, I love Jesus, but you all are making me lose my mind or something like that.
I remember that.
So Courtney had done a calligraphy of it. I'm like, oh, that's really pretty. I'll follow her. And that's how I found out about Team Follow Back, because she followed me back. And then shortly after, it was, oh, I'm going to follow this person over here. Oh, they followed me back. Yeah. And then, I have been on the site since 2011 and up until maybe May, I've had 98 followers, and then all of a sudden it's just been very different.
I have a question real quick. Were you always tweeting these dime jokes for the past 10 years, and then you were just good jokes looking for people to see them, and then, or did you evolve a little bit when you started seeing some of the stuff in WCD? Which came first, the jokes or the followers?
I've had low-key jokes for years and years,
okay.
And they never really caught on. So I would mainly take it to Facebook, which is super depressing. And then,
yeah, it doesn't work on Facebook. I've tried that. It doesn't work.
The same.
No.
Every now and then somebody would say, oh, my daughter loves what you said about this. And it's okay, cool. But then it's a 10 comments that's you should probably not be vaccinated if you love Jesus.
You started tailoring your comedy routine to 10-year-olds.
Y'all, I'm straight up going through Lindsay's feed right now while we're chatting. I forgot I like this. She has... Two days ago, she tweeted the Blue's Clue meme and totally edited it to say, I never forgot you in the first frame, second frame, except you, Lindsay, you stupid.
He had a lot he's more to say, but I feel like typing all of it.
He's breathy laughing. Gosh. That's incredible.
I blacked out for a second. I actually don't mind when friends in real life find my Twitter, because it's fun to try to explain it to people on the outside. Most people don't know what it's like to be simultaneously judged by 30 reverends of various denominations. It's rare and it's precious. It's the press that did it for me.
I don't get the Blue Clue stuff, because that's not so everyone's been making these jokes and it's
I love all the different ways Amy's trying to remind us that she's British.
Do you know what? Whatever. I have to stimulate every single day. I have to pretend I'm American. Do you
she's just like at this point got a spreadsheet of ways to remind us.
I suffer for time zones, so I miss out the evening tweets where I'd get a ton of likes if I didn't. And then I don't know half the time what you're talking
Americans
about.
Americans are gushing over Ted Lasso, and Amy just out of nowhere. It's you didn't ask for this, but the Christmas episode's awful.
You don't like Ted Lasso?
Sorry. I watch it, but that Christmas episode
was
terrible.
Did you say? What did you say, Lindsay? What did you say? Did you ask her if she doesn't like it?
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
I do too, because I want every single listener to absolutely cancel her for her opinion.
She loves it.
Why don't you like it, Amy?
It's the Christmas episode.
The Christmas episode was the worst. That was so terrible. Like, and to be honest, like, Hunter will literally like just scow you down the river for like cheap tweets and likes and stuff. But he backed me up there, was like, yes, that Christmas edition was bad. And I was like, thank you, because everyone was having a go at
me. Well,
it,
Hunter only likes, he only agreed with you because he doesn't want to also be around people at Christmas time, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but you know, like, but, like, it's just annoying because I was like, if you had some inept British person who didn't know American football, like, come over and do a comedy.
Oh, what if we had a soccer manager manage a football team?
And you would be like, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's ridiculous. You didn't even know the offside rule. My gosh, we're in season two. This is ridiculous. Like, you can't be a football manager and be not know the offside rule. And then, like, I just watched in the last series and one of the footballers' dad comes and they stick him in the family area, which looks like the family area. You wouldn't have sticked him in the family area. We would have stuck him in the cheapest seats, which is behind the goal, and that's where the ruffians are. He would have got away with being how he was. And little things like that, I'm like, did no one even check a football culture? Like, to make this like comedy.
Amy, I'm gonna agree with you on that because, you know, the soccer stuff does get me a little going, but yeah.
Yeah. But I like it. I mean, I do like it. I do watch it. But,
like, I have to say.
So Amy just took a sip of wine and said, I love it.
I don't hate it. No, I don't hate it, but like, it's pretty bad, but like, I'll watch it.
Here's my one thing. I think it's a lot like if you ever have had a poorly mixed mojito where like the bottom is just the sugar sludge, that's Ted Lasso, where it's enjoyable, but it's not great, like in some ways. And I don't know. That's my theory, but I enjoy it.
That's fair. That's fair.
I enjoy it so much.
It's just, it's not British humor. Mm-hmm. I don't think really.
No, so I mean, it's
British American.
It's totally made for the American market, and it's totally our perspective of the British culture. And I totally empathize with you why you wouldn't like that. That makes sense. What are we doing? What do we call it? We are
go get more.
Appropriating.
Yes, cultural appropriation. That is.
I refuse.
But anyway, I'll let you have it.
I refuse to allow it.
And so, Lindsay, you also are a big, who is it? Sufyan?
Sufyan.
Ooh, yeah. Sufyan.
That's like 30% of my personality, honestly, at this point.
I hope I don't offend you. I have never heard of his music until you.
No, that's totally fine. I do have an 8-hour playlist. If you need to know more about him, all full of his music.
Is it Spotify? Yay. What is it?
Yeah, it is on Spotify. Yeah.
Yes. I want to share it. I would love to.
I would love to share it. I will. Absolutely. But yeah.
I did Google one day because I saw you talking about him, and I Googled a little bit, and I saw he wears fake, like, angel wings a lot.
That was during his earlier eras. So anyway, I am so excited. So WCT is about to get a history lesson on the history of Sufjan Stevens, and that's totally fine with me. I was called to do this. This is why I was brought to
this. This is your episode.
No. So anyway, he had this early era where he decided that he was going to make an album for all 50 states, and he made one for Michigan, and he made one called Come On Feel the Illinois, and then he just never made any more. Yeah, I know. I lived in Illinois for a period of time.
I'm in Michigan, so.
Oh, okay,
it's very ambitious. Very ambitious.
Yeah. So then he just gave up, and then he's like, "Oh, I was never really serious about that." But he would do performances where he had these wings on.
Aww.
But yeah. So that was the States era, and then he.
That still doesn't explain the wings, though. He just had them. Like, what would they?
I mean, he's just a literal angel, I guess. Aww. I don't know. Aww, yeah. He's just so sweet.
Sufjan listens to the podcast. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Shout
out Sufjan. Shout out, Sufjan.
Hey, Sufjan. It means comes with a sword. But yeah.
Is that his real name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that he has like a brother name. Like, it's not Mitch Beach. No, I don't know how to. I'm not even going to try it.
It's okay. What's the style of music?
His style of music is like indie folk and then some experimental.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He looks like I see him. He plays the banjo a little bit.
He does play a banjo. He, in more recent albums, he's like gotten a little more tuned down. Like he had.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna play it. But it's a YouTube ad. It's a YouTube ad. Keep going.
Oh no, you're good. He had the like. He's all over the place. I don't know. I can't actually give a history. It's too broad. Yeah, that's it.
Do you know what song this is?
Kazimierz Pulaski Day. It's really depressing.
Wow. Okay. New game.
New game. Yep. Oh, hold up. And I only chose that song because I grew up in a place called Pulaski in Virginia. So let's keep going. I'm just going to bring up random songs and you have to guess which one it is.
Okay. I mean, he's just been all over the place. But the thing about him is that he writes really honestly about faith. And so I want to like write this entire thing about how I can connect my deconstruction to write how he writes about faith.
So this is a Sufi guy, yeah?
Yeah, the Sufjan guy.
I thought he was a guy, a British guy, Sufi. All right,
song.
Fourth of July. Okay.
Wow. Incredible. Impressive. Keep going. Y'all keep going. Don't let me stop the convo.
He's not British then. He's not British. No. He's called Shaking Stevens in the 80s.
No, he Cat Stevens?
Cat Stevens.
Yeah. I forgot his current name.
And converted
name,
to Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And named himself Sufi.
Cat Stevens is old, girl.
Yeah, well, that's who I always think that people are talking about when I keep seeing this Sufi person. keep saying...
So a lot of the 2000s youth groups were brought up on Sufjan Stevens.
If you were deep.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, did we stump her?
Is it Visions of Gideon? Gideon?
Wow, it is. It is. This... amazing.
All right, we really are a fan in this episode.
We do.
He doesn't do Twitter.
So
he doesn't edgy. Do Twitter.
How does he communicate? How does he communicate?
He has a garden blog.
What? Oh man.
Okay.
I mean,
that's so.
Oh, go ahead.
Cat Stevens is called Yusuf.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's on Twitter.
See, that's why he's better.
We should tag Yusuf in the episode.
Yes.
Get a DM. Please don't tag me in things. Please untag me.
Yeah. So there are a lot of youth groups that like really started playing his music because he had an album called Seven Swans where he talked about like the Transfiguration. Yeah. He talked about the story of Abraham and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then he released an album in 20 Chicago. He released an album in 2012 called, what was it called? Age of Odds. And he had a song where he said, I'm not effing around 16 times. Video games.
Oh my gosh, you're so good.
It's not like this. I don't know if it's a point of pride for me at this point. It's almost like I listen
you
to
you should. I think you should be proud of that. Like, I don't even think we're... I don't even know if a whole measure is firing off and you're guessing these songs.
I listened to his album a lot. I listened to that playlist a ton.
Oh, I'm going to listen to it now. Oh, because I just
thought it was someone else. Hearing just this little bit here for this fun game, I will now be listening. This sounds like my style.
Yeah, I need some more Christian music, so I'm going to go
it's
for
not,
the...
Well, in it's Age not, of Odds, he did sing I'm Not Effing Around 16 times, and that's when all the youth group kids are like, I'm out. Yeah. And I was talking about this with a friend the other day.
That's how we did with Rob Bell at my youth group.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just cancel that guy. Just cancel him. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Farewell.
But, like, it's a really good song. It's called I Want to Be Well. And, like, he just goes off. And
is
then,
it, though?
Like, ever since
is it a good song?
You know what? I think it's probably one of the most honest songs I've ever heard about faith. So, yes, I'm going to say so. If King's Kaleidoscope could say the F word, and so can Sufjan.
Yes.
So,
amen.
That's my stance.
Amen.
He has gone through a lot in life. He can say it. He gets entitled. And I
there
can say
be
it.
A hall pass for that that you can hand out.
Exactly.
I respect that. I respect the honesty. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he there's an album called Carrie and Lowell where he talks about the loss of his mom. But it's maybe one of the most heartbreaking albums I've heard about, like faith and about grief and all that.
Yeah.
Fireball out of a decanter is like the 11th commandment. I'm so mad.
I'm going to take a picture of this so we can share it with people on our feed. And you guys are in the background here.
So I can go ahead.
Everybody with your best face. Everybody with your best face. I'm taking a picture of you and my decanter of Fireball. 1, 2, 3. Perfect.
Great.
Look at Finch. So we'll land this plane. So Finch loves to use the phrase "land this plane." How are we going to land this plane? We're going to land it by letting Lindsay Thickus.
That's very A29 of me.
It is very A29 of you. So Lindsay, we're going to let you end us with what do you want to say to all of WCT?
Oh gosh, there's so much. First of all, Amy has really pretty hair in real life, and I'm just like looking at it over there. It's so shiny, it's so beautiful, and I don't think people get that on the feed. I don't know. Stop you.
Compliment me.
Glasses are really good, and your house looks like it's really well decorated, and it looks like you and your wife have a lot of love for each other, and that's really sweet.
It's true.
I'm still so mad about the Fireball. You don't get anything. Except for that my husband has that hat in green, which is kind of cool. And he has that chair.
He shops at Kohl's.
REI.
Oh, REI. Okay. I guess it is like Columbia or something, so you can get it elsewhere. Okay.
But like the REI one is a little less scared of being patriotic, so it's like green. So it's fine.
Lindsay, would you ever want a guest host?
A guest host? Oh yeah, my gosh. Have you heard me speak at all this entire podcast?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so they could make that shit up.
It got better. It got better with every sip of that lager.
This is empty. Yeah. It's a big lager. Yeah, 16 fluid ounces and delicious. I'm sure. Yeah, I would love to.
So this was a blast. I really appreciate you coming on. Any other words from anybody else?
I want to leave. Can you beam me up? A man on the street by the corner store, you know, the 1015 got a bright shirt on.
All right, so now what's happening? So why is this the last WCT the podcast episode ever? We have excommunicated ourselves. Amy, we talked about this. We all did a small group missional community around Joshua Harris's deconstruction kit.
We
decided to excommunicate ourselves.
Amy paid him in sterling, so she paid a little bit more, but we won't tell her that.
I can't even get petrol, like, let alone a deconstruction kit.
So that's where we're at. We fell into the whole Joshua Harris deconstruction plan, and now we have learned that we have not been monetizing this enough. So we're rebranding, and we are going to be selling you, WCT community, our very own kit on how to Christian podcast.
That's
exactly what we're doing. Yes.
You guys can laugh it up because it's not funny to me. It's our journey.
It's our journey.
I'm going to start throwing stuff over here. Throwing stuff. I'm mad. All right. No. Who wants to really tell them?
Okay. So we decided that, we all came together. So we all want to say sort of short thing of why we came together, why we met each other, what was the purpose of how we met each other. And that, you know, it's amazing that WCT has expanded to how it is. Like, so many people know about it now, like if they're on Twitter or whatever and they're Christian. It's still obviously niche in terms of like the Twitter world and the universe. But like in terms of Christianity in America, like it's kind of really expanded. A lot of people have heard about it. They like the idea of community on social media. And that's all great. Like, you know, so we'll always say we're part of that. But one, absolutely. I think that we've all said that, you know, our podcast was WCT, but we've always said that we don't actually speak for WCT, that actually three of us, you know, like we just don't. It's just that it's just how it happened because, you know, especially Andrew and Finch were there right at the start of when it kind of was not even WCT, that was actually, you know, weird evangelical Twitter, that it then expanded to weird Christian Twitter. And then Yeah, it was not a great hashtag. And, you know, and so we've, but it's expanded so much and so many people have met people. You know, I see people with WCT hashtag in their bio and I don't even follow them. They don't follow me, not out of any attention, just I don't recognize them. And that's actually great. I like that. I like
it really is our modern day ichthus, though, if you think about it. We put it in the bio. It signals to another WCTer that we're, hey, I'm in this community too. Like you just put the little ichthus, Jesus fish. Anybody understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And it's okay. Just like, it's for everyone.
Back to early
like,
Christianity. But, that's all.
But if we back up, like there was an intention behind WCT or Weird Evangelical Twitter in the first place. And for me, I would say what I noticed from the community when it was very small 18 months ago was two things. Was people were making jokes about Christian culture, like being sarcastic, but also kind of making jokes and mocking, but not in a mean way, just like highlighting like evangelical culture that has just been ridiculous and sort of making jokes out of it and calling out hypocrisy of big leaders. And yeah. That was more the serious side of it.
It's really what brought a lot of us together and
Two things. So I'll just say that from my experience, I won't go on too much, but my experience was I came onto Twitter because I was in total lockdown in the UK, couldn't see anyone, couldn't do anything, literally could only go for a walk once a day, had my kids at home homeschooling, just thought I'll go on Twitter, join Twitter, and I'll follow theologians because I'm at, you know, college doing theology, and accidentally fell upon Chris Bolt. Like, shout out to Chris Bolt. Like, he was like obviously interacting with Americans because he's American, and I think he was interacting with people like Hunter and you guys, and you know, and I, you know, Hunter is a very, you know, elusive character, but I noticed him because he was one being funny and calling out and being funny about sort of evangelical culture, but he was also calling out hypocrisy, and that was something that really intrigued me, and then I met the rest of you guys. And that was what the thing that then led me and drove me towards the two things was to make jokes. If people know me on Twitter, I do like to make sort of silly jokes and then call out hypocrisy. That is my thing. Now someone else can talk. So how I'm, you know, how you met and whatever.
Yeah. So Amy, I remember very specifically early on, you and I DM'd back and forth a couple of times because we had talked about soccer and I was just intrigued by your, come on, you Spurs. And then Andy, I remember we met on an Owen Strachan tweet about, I think I made a joke, take up your CrossFit or something like that. chef's kiss, just chef's kiss.
It was.
I still think about that joke. I think about that tweet and I think about the Weiner Diner 1689 her. I like those.
My word. I remember when you put that out.
Those are beautiful. Two of my favorite jokes.
That's only beauty.
Only beauty. And then I also, but just kind of on a deeper level, Andy, I remember. Just on a deeper level, Andrew, I remember you tweeted out very vulnerably. I'm laughing now, but I don't mean to be. you tweeted out about foster and adoption, and then I DM'd you. And then we just kind of DM'd back and forth, and it was like a very – I remember thinking like, oh, man, this guy's – like beyond all the jokes, beyond all of the Twitter – like we're all just Twitter characters – when we're on Maine, but you know, when you get to know people, you're DMing, you're texting, you're podcasting, you get to know a lot of really good people. And so that was kind of how, you know, the genesis of my relationships with both of you. And I just really love that. How you guys went about, you know, balancing the serious and the silly. And, but yeah, like you said, Amy, just kind of calling out the hypocrisy and trying to just make sure that everyone's making Christianity attainable for everyone. I love that about you guys.
I think at this point, and you hit on this, Amy, WCT for me, for sure, it's not going away. The relationships don't go away. There are some shallow ones where, you know, here lately, like I've said something that somebody just, where they've been following me for a long time and it just was enough for them they didn't like it and blocked. That's fine. Those relationships, I'm reminded, are just surface level social media shallow relationships, but they're legit ones that have come out. And I think at this point, a lot of people back then, when we kind of started this idea of this podcast, have all kind of gone in a good way, not saying negatively, gone into their DMs or into their groups and have, you know, sort of like found those meaningful connections that none of us really were able to pursue in our local communities because of the lockdown. And I, for one, am sitting here looking at a dude in Detroit area and a girl across the Great Pond in Britain. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we've become friends. And so because of that, our relationship, us three, we don't want to misrepresent the WCT community,
right.
You know, because it's not just us. And so we have fun doing this podcast. We have fun banting and getting creative. And believe it or not, some of these things are not, while they're not scripted, we do plan and talk about, and it's fun for us. And so we're going to keep going. We're going to shift the format. We're going to keep what we think is funny, at least. My aunt was telling me a week ago, she's like, yeah, you guys are funny. So at least like somebody likes that humor. And we'll keep moving forward, but we'll rebrand. Just don't know what that's going to be like yet. So watch it on the Twitters, I guess, because we'll announce it right through the Twitter account. Is that kind of what we think our strategy is?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that basically the idea really is to go forward with the podcast is to go backwards. So the two things that we really said that united us was, you know, making jokes, having a laugh, making friendships, but also recognizing, you know, and using evangelical culture and our Christian cultures that we've all been part of. Like, it's not mocking people. It's not, you know, it's just the kind of things that we can highlight, that we can joke about and laugh about. But also we want to highlight hypocrisy. We want to call out stuff, and we want to do that in a serious manner because it's important, because there are, you know, there are children, there are women, there are people in the church that are oppressed and they're silenced and they are suffering because of a culture that is, you know, is top heavy, top down, is about power and holding power and about squashing nobodies or the vulnerable, and, you know, for power. And that is the kind of thing that we met because we called that out in on big leaders and the hypocrisy in the church. And we want to carry on with that vibe. So whatever that looks like, interviewing people for the podcast, and whatever the name is, because we are not organized enough to have a name already.
But, that but we want to make the announcement, though.
But that's the kind of thing we want to do. We want to go forward by kind of going backwards and go to our roots. That is our thing.
And I just want to go on the record. I know this is being recorded, and I just want to say, you guys are really dear friends of mine, and I love how we're all so different and just how we execute those things of just kind of making sure we allow the vulnerable to be welcome into the kingdom or into the church community. And I love like how you guys might sometimes go more for the jugular, and I might be the ha 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 guy in the end, in the background. But at the end of the day, like we're all ultimately after the same thing, and you guys are like me and I'm like you guys. And so I just love that I get to hang out with you guys in that regard. So I just wanted to say we're going to keep having fun.
That's awesome.
With or without people that want to listen.
Yeah. I mean, we may lose, you know, we may lose some listeners on this because we won't have the WCT name. But you know what? Stephen Furtick says, I have nothing to prove because I am already approved.
What does Joel Osteen want to say about us?
Oh, wow. What is, yeah. What does Kenneth Copeland say, Andrew? Like, why don't we just...
COVID-19!
We just pick all the greats. We'll just blow viewers, listeners.
Yeah, it's right here.
I thought that I was being legitimate about saying, oh, I wish I had thought of that.
So I think whenever you have bad news like this, you need a daily inspiration.
Absolutely.
In the book of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, on the first day he said, let there be light, and light came. There were no oceans, no skies, no animals.
Hillsong would be really upset. No oceans.
It was an unfinished product, but at the end of that day, God said, it is good.
That's the perfect message for us. We don't have a name. It's chaotic, but it's good. Made any fish,
any animals. Wow, Finch. There were no mountains, look at you.
You can preach it, boy, over there.
You can learn anything from anyone.
Just give me a sentence and I'll make a preacher out of it.
Even Finch does smart things. That's got to be a drop.
Joel is just...
He's still going.
He just gets me. He's going, baby. He's only on the sixth day, so should be done here soon.
Man, I'm over him.
I guess hopefully he rests on the seventh.
If you don't learn to see the good in the unfinished, you'll never get to very good.
No, amen, girl. Amen.
You so can't that's why
we don't have a name yet, because we're wanting to see the good in the unfinished, so that one day, one day, we'll be very good.
I can't believe that just came out together that way. That is beautiful.
Oh, earth is ghetto. Oh, earth is ghetto. Oh, earth is ghetto. I wanna leave.